Today we're going to talk about two mothers who weren't mothers. Yep. Two mothers who weren't mothers. To celebrate Mother's Day, we're going to talk about two mothers who weren't mothers. And I think you'll get something out of this. In our continuing series of Who Said Yes, we're going to talk about two mothers who weren't mothers who said yes. Yep, two mothers. So the first one we're going to look at today is somebody you probably have never heard of unless you're a really strong student of the Bible. Her name is Athaliah. Anybody familiar with her? Her story? Yeah, she's kind of an obscure character. We'll put her that way. But I want to give you a little information about her before I read the one verse about Athaliah, and you can figure out how she was a mother who wasn't a mother. First of all, she was the daughter of King Ahab and Jezebel, who were famous for worshiping Baal, and not only worship Baal, but were not content until everyone was worshiping Baal with them. Very, very intense story, too long to tell. But she was the daughter of King Ahab and Jezebel. She, through a political alliance, married a guy named Jehoram, who was the son of Jehoshaphat. For those of you who know your Bible history, this is intriguing. This is hard, though, because it's confusing. The whole family line, I tried to trace it. The problem is Athaliah had a brother named Jehoram and a husband named Jehoram. So it's confusing. I'm just saying. After Jehoram, her husband, became king, Athaliah convinced him to murder his six younger brothers so that they would have no claim to the throne. So you get a feel for how she wasn't a mother already, right? And he served as king for 8 years, but wickedly. He really was not a good king. He served more like Ahab than like his father, Jehoshaphat, which is so sad, you know. It's very sad to me. And their son... They have two children on record that we know of, but there may have been others. We're not sure, but two on record that we know of. Their son, Ahaziah, became king at age 22. Any 22-year-olds in the room? Any 22? Yeah, wannabes. Don't count. I still feel like I'm 22 most of the time. Yeah. Their son, Ahaziah, became king at age 22, and this made Athaliah the most powerful woman in the country. She was queen mother at that time, and she had extremely high influence over her son, Athaliah. She was very powerful. She had a place at the table, at every table in the nation. If councils were meeting to decide the future of the country, Athaliah was in the council. Everything that happened that mattered, Athaliah was part of, right? So she was very, very powerful. And then her son Ahaziah ruled for 1 year, but he ruled more like his dad instead of his grandfather. He ruled more like Jehoram instead of Jehoshaphat, his grandfather. He was a wicked king for 1 year, and then he died in battle. That's a long story we're not going to go into. So in 2 Kings 11:1, we pick up the story with Athaliah, who was queen mother, whose son the king just died, okay? Verse 1, when Athaliah, the mother of King Ahaziah of Judah, learned that her son was dead, she began to destroy the rest of the royal family. She was a mother who wasn't a mother. Some theologians say that she probably had her own other children killed, her other sons killed, if she had any other sons. But every commentary that I said, at the very least, she killed her grandchildren. She wanted all of her grandchildren to die, all of her grandsons to die. She was a mother who wasn't a mother, right? She didn't have the heart of a mother. I have my first grandson 7 months ago. I got him. I get so much joy to be with him. It's hard to put into words. And people told me that, and I believed them, but I didn't understand it. And now when I see him, I feel like I live off of a visit with him for days. I just keep replaying every moment in my heart, you know. So I cannot comprehend Athalia, who made this decision. So she said yes. She said yes to death. She also said yes to control. Why? Because having power and being queen mother was more important than love in her heart. Having control, having leadership, she was the only known queen to rule without a king in all the history of Israel. The only one. Because she said, whammo, nobody else is going to take my place. I'm in and nobody's taking me out. She said yes to death. She said yes to control. The second mother who wasn't a mother, because we don't want to spend time on her too much. That's depressing, right? The second mother who wasn't a mother is a fun name to say. She's not bothering me at all, Becky, just FYI. I love the sound of her voice, but you do what you need to do as a mom. I get it. So our child care provider injured her back, and we got a text last night, and so we don't have our littles provider. So Hannah's welcome in here, or whatever you want to do is good. So the second mom is fun to say. I remember it this way, Jehoshaphat. I don't know why it came to me that way, but that's how it came to me. So if you want to practice saying it, Jehoshaphat, right? That was her name. Some fun names in the Old Testament, just gotta say. Yeah, fun names. Jehoshaphat. In 2 Kings 11, 2 and 3, we read this about Jehoshaphat. But Ahaziah's sister, Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Jehoram, probably the daughter of Athaliah, took Ahaziah's infant son, Joash, and stole him away from among the rest of the king's children who were about to be killed. She put Joash and his nurse in a bedroom, and they hid him from Athaliah so the child was not murdered. Joash remained hidden in the temple of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah ruled over the land. Terrible rule. You can read more about it. It's terrible. She was a bad ruler. I mean, obviously, that kind of goes without saying. It's interesting to me that we have no record of Jehoshaphat having any children of her own. She never gave birth to a child. But something within her, when she heard that all of the royals were going to be killed who could ascend to the throne, probably the male heirs, she said, no, I am not going to let this happen. And she went in there and took Joash and hid him. So she said no to death. She said yes to life. She said yes to life. And you understand that with her mother being the most powerful woman in the land, she did it at great risk to her own life. Great risk. She said yes to God. Because in doing this, now, there's no record of this in scripture. We know she married the high priest named Jehoiada. We know that, right? And he was a man who worshiped God and not Baal. But there's a part, we know that part. The part we don't know is why Jehoshaphat ended up marrying Jehoiakim. We don't know that. We don't know that. Jehoiada, I mean. We don't know why they got married. Maybe it was a political alliance. Maybe Jezebel thought, if I can get my daughter married to the high priest, then we can convince him to move away from worshiping God and worshiping Baal. I don't know. Or maybe Jehoshaphat said, he's the one, because she had a heart for God. We don't know how that came about, but what we know is that Jehoshaphat rescued Joash as an infant and took him to the temple where her and her husband cared for him and watched over him. She said yes to life at great risk to her own. And she said yes to God in rejecting Baal. Now let's read a little bit more about her story. Her husband's name is Jehoiada. Again, there's another Jehoiada, not to be confused with David's mighty man, Jehoiada. So confusing. 2 Kings 11, 17 through 18 says this about Jehoiada, who is Jehoshaphat's husband. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people that they would be the Lord's people. Oh, I love that so much. Just rewind that a little bit. So the priest made a covenant between the Lord and the king, who was a baby, King Joash, hasn't been crowned yet, but the king, and the people, that they would be the Lord's people. What a beautiful thing. He also made a covenant between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went over to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They demolished the altars and smashed the idols to pieces, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. This was when Joash was 7 years old that he became king. So for 6 years, Athaliah ruled as the queen mother horribly, horribly. Wanted people to worship Baal, did horrible things. You can read about it. I didn't want to go into it today. I would rather focus on Jehoshaphat, who married this man, Jehoiada, who raised up Joash. But after 6 years of Athaliah's rule, he was like, I don't know if Joash is ready to be king, but enough. We can't live like this anymore. Enough is enough is enough. And he stood up and wow, it's really interesting reading. It's like something out of a historical fiction book, how that happened, how Joash came to power. So do we have any 7-year-old boys in the room today? How old? Noah's 6 and will be 7 next week, right? Okay. Any others? No? Are you 7? No, I'm 6, but I'm 7. Oh, good. Okay. You're just way ahead, right? I get it. I'm 8. You're 8, so you're close. So we have now, can you imagine, Noah and Miles, can you imagine having a king's crown put on your head and being told, now you are king of all the land? You can imagine it. Yeah, you can go with it. What we find in this story is that Joash, even though he was 7 years old, he ruled very well because of Jehoiada's influence in his life. So Joash, even though he was made king at such a young age, he listened to the man who had poured love and covenant into him for 6 years. And everything that Jehoiada recommended, that's what Joash did for 40 years, right? So Jehoshaphat, in marrying Jehoiada, said yes to covenant relationships. She said yes to covenant relationships. She also said yes to the worship of the only true living God. She made a decision. And here's what hit me. Here's what really hit me this week. God is bigger than your genes. And I don't mean these. I mean your genetics. We're all into the ancestry right now, and I think it's interesting. I need to find out if I have any Scottish ancestry in me, because when I went to Scotland, I was like, I came home. I don't know. It was weird. I don't think I have any Scottish in me, but I might somewhere, because I felt so connected to that place in the strangest way. We're into genetics. We're into ancestry. But Jehoshaphat knew something. She said, listen, I don't care if my mom and my dad were wicked and chose Baal. I don't care if my grandparents were the most notorious king and queen in all of Israel's history. I don't care. I am stepping out of genetics and into destiny. And some of you need to stop being limited by your genetics. Celebrate your genetics, but step into your destiny. It's so much bigger than genetics. It is. It's so much bigger. Now, I'm thankful for the legacy that I have in my family. I'm so thankful for that. But I feel bad for people who don't have that legacy, and they have a different legacy. Maybe it's some kind of a disease that runs in their family. Maybe it's crises that run in the family. Whatever it is, you're not limited to genetics. You're not. God is bigger than that, and Jehosheba is living proof of that. At that time, she was. She's in heaven now. Moving on to chapter 12 of 2 Kings, Joash began to rule over Judah in the seventh year of King Jehu's reign in Israel. The kingdom was divided at that point. He reigned in Jerusalem for 40 years. His mother, this is interesting to me, his mother was Zibiah from Beersheba. That's the only sentence we have of his birth mother. So we don't know what happened to her. She might have died in birth. She might have died in some other situation. We don't know, but that's all we know about her. But I love that God gives her credit, even though she birthed him and probably didn't influence him ever. All his life, Joash did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight because Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Do you see that Jehosheba's decision to rescue Joash and bring him under the influence of Jehoiada, because of that decision, because of her yes, a nation had a godly king for 40 years. It's sad a little bit because after Jehoiada died, Joash started listening to different people, and it wasn't as good in the end. But for 40 years, they had a godly king because a mother who wasn't a mother said yes to God, said yes to life, said yes to covenant relationships, said yes to God, to worshiping him alone. Here's the thing. What we say yes to matters. Every one of us, every single day of our lives, say yes to something. We all say yes to something every day. Yes to breakfast. Yes to work. Yes to lunch. Yes to work. Yes to walking. Yes to whatever. We say yes. We say yes to relationships. Or we say no to relationships. We say yes to something every single day. And what we say yes to matters. It matters. Now I want to tell you about a modern day woman who said yes. Her name is Li Ying. Li Ying from China, where it's against the law to speak about God publicly, to write about God in any form, to do any of that. It's against the law. She was a journalist and a Christian activist in China. Her uncle, I think, was a pastor of a large underground house church. And she was arrested in 1996 for writing Christian materials and spent 1 year in prison. That's not the posh prisons where you sit back and watch cable TV. Chinese prison is a different situation, right? But she kept saying yes to God after she was released a year later of difficulties in prison. And she kept printing materials and distributing materials about God. So she was arrested for a second time in 2001 and was sentenced to death for what she had done. But at some point, they changed the death sentence to 15 years in prison. You see what she said yes to? In prison, she was forced to work 15 hours a day on products for export. Her visits with family were strictly limited. She was not allowed to have a Bible. You know, she went through a rough time. But after thousands of letters from across the world poured in, after 12 years of her being in prison, she was released after 12 years. You see, she made up her mind to say yes to God at great cost to herself. And I am thankful that we live in a country where saying yes to God is so much easier. But you know what? I don't live under any delusions that it's always going to be that way. Do some research on a bill that's already passed the House and is going to be before the Senate soon. Do some research on it. If you want more information, see me after church. I don't know what the future of our country holds any more than anyone in this room knows, right? That's not about fear. That's about reality. We have to make up our minds now what we're going to say yes to. What are we saying? I think we've been saying no for so long, we've forgotten how to say yes. So what is our yes? What is our yes? What are we saying yes to? I am saying yes to God. I sat down at this piano this week. I came in and wrote a song. I've never written a song in my life, and I don't know if you'll ever hear it because it's bad. But it's from my heart. And the theme of it was, God, I say yes to you. No matter what the question is, no matter what it costs me, no matter what, I will say yes to you. And I think if we can make that decision now, then when it's harder to say yes, we'll have practice. We'll have practice saying yes, you know? If it ever gets harder. It may not. I hope it doesn't. So my question is, whether you're a mother or not a mother, or a mother who wasn't a mother, what are you saying yes to today? We're going to have communion, and I see that as the ultimate yes, truthfully. I see communion as saying yes to God's way of doing things, yes to his method of forgiveness, to his method of righteousness. I say yes to it. So move to the sides. Please, you know, be aware of each other and et cetera. Start down here on both sides and work your way through, and then sit down and we'll take communion together after the video. What are you saying yes to today? I read this morning in my devotions, Jesus said multiple times, 4 times in a very short passage, when you love me, you'll obey. You'll do what I ask, because following Jesus is about saying yes no matter what the question is. Just a yes. Yes. I know it's about love. I know it's about being chosen. I know that. And from that secure place, I can say yes. I'm not doing it to earn favor. I already have all the favor I need. But I'm saying yes because I trust him. And so today, I want you to take the bread in your hand and remember that Jesus said yes to his Father by letting his body be broken. It says it right in what I read this morning in John chapter 14. He said, I will do what my Father tells me to do because I love him. So God, we thank you for the big yes that we still get to be under today. The yes that never stops. Who said yes? Jesus said yes. And because of his willingness to say yes and let his body be broken, we can experience healing. We can experience salvation. We can experience wholeness, no matter what our genetics are, no matter what our history is of things we've done wrong. We can say yes and embrace Jesus's yes. So let's take the bread together. The juice represents the shed blood of Jesus. He poured it all out. You've heard the saying, he left it all on the field. Well, Jesus left it all on the field. Why? Because he loved his dad, and because he loved you. And he loves me, and he loves all of us. And so, God, I thank you for this juice that reminds us that when we say yes to your way of doing things, we stand before you righteous, perfect, holy. And so again today, we say yes to your way. We say yes to your covenant. We say yes to life. Let's take the juice together. Amen. Amen. Who said yes? 2 mothers who weren't mothers. Jesus, Li Ying from China. All of us. Yes. Who said yes? Next week, can't wait to have Willie. There he is. Yeah. Share his message. He's been trying to share for months. And one thing or another kept him from sharing it. And now he gets to share it next week. Why are you shaking your head no? Aren't you doing it? Huh? You're scaring me now. And so we're glad he's saying yes to sharing next week. His title is Who Am I? You're going to love it. And I think it's going to go pretty well with Jaira too. So if you guys want to do Jaira again, I'm sure he won't mind. Thanks. Have a great week. Don't forget your Mother's Day gift. If you're a lady, enjoy. Pick it up on your way out. Love you guys.